It means it's time for Ruth Epstein to join us with the Republican American Report. Ruth joins us every Monday at this time. We take a look at stories they're following and upcoming stories. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, Marshall. How are you?
Chilly.
Chilly, yes.
I turned the furnace on at my house, and this morning when 9 o'clock comes and I get off the air, the heat goes on here at the station, because right now in my studio it's like 57 degrees.
Mm-mm. Yeah, it's here. It's here. Well, we're starting off on a rather sad note. I don't know if you've heard that Mary Kirby passed away yesterday.
I did hear that. I didn't get anything official on it, so I did not put it on the news yet, but I did hear that, yes.
Got a note from her daughter, so very sad. It was at least peaceful. And for those who don't know, Mary was the wife of Ed Kirby, who was very active in school and coaching in the district, who passed away just about a year and a half ago, and for whom the baseball field at Housatonic was named for. And of course, Mary was a very active person in the town in her own right, and quite a woman. And
What a family! I mean, growing up, my brother Mark and I were very close to the Kirby family. Ann was in my class, but I knew all Kevin, Ed. I mean, they're just part of the fabric of the town of Sharon.
Exactly.
You hear the Kirby name, there's certain names that become fabrics of the town. And that is the Kirby name here in Sharon. I mean,
yeah.
They're just part of the town and forever will be.
Exactly. Their legacy will certainly live on through their children and through their good works. I mean, Ed, of course, was very active school, as we said, at coaching, and, of course, the historical part of his life, his geology and preserving the history of the community. So, sad day.
Yep, yeah. Very sad news, very sad news.
We had a busy week, lots going on. I did report on the hospital roundtable we had. We know that the hearing before the Office of Health Strategy is coming up on October 18th, and Save Sharon Hospital folks are gearing up to give testimony, and they're also putting on several community roundtables to alert people of their concerns. And I had a talk with Christina McCullough, the president of Sharon Hospital, who counters their fears and said, you know, the hospital is prepared to take care of emergencies of maternal cases. So, but it's a very controversial and a very emotional topic in the community, and people will have a chance to rally on the green on October 16th, the Sharon Green.
And they've already had a couple of community forums, and there's one coming up this week.
In Millerton
at 6 o'clock, and then on the 12th, next Wednesday, in Kent at the Congregational Church.
Oh, I hadn't heard that one. Okay. So
I just got a poster left off at the front door, and that was written on it.
Okay. So, and people are encouraged to testify. They can do it, via email, or they can put their names in and talk in person at that Zoom hearing on the 18th. So I think this is, Marshall, I guess one of the big issues that the community is facing in a few years. It's a biggie.
It's not even just the community. It's what's been going on all over the country. In Connecticut, there are only four small hospitals left that aren't eaten up and taken over by a big conglomerate. And Sharon happens to be one of them. These next two hearings that are coming up, the one on the women's services and then the one then on the transformation of the intensive care ER into a different. They're both very big for the future of this hospital and for the future of doctors in this community.
Absolutely,
we have enough trouble right now holding on to doctors. Never mind if those
services
goes away.
All go away. Very, as we said, an emotional issue on both sides.
Yes.
We also had a story about the Chinese restaurant former Chinese restaurant in Lakeville, which again has been a bone of contention among people who feel it's such an eyesore in the center of town. It is pretty.
I did a story on the original breaking of them proposing it. That got over 3,000 views.
And
then
right?
I did a story on them saying the proposal to people that are putting forth the plans. They're basically just throwing up their hands and saying, you know, we didn't expect some of the. But one thing I'll say about planning and zoning, Ruth, is that they dismissed it without
prejudice.
Which means they really want the proposal back in front of them.
Oh, absolutely. There was no doubt the sentiment of the meeting was, you know, we like this proposal and you know, we don't mean to put roadblocks in, but there are certain things that have to be followed. And the idea is to, the owner wants to put in a dessert restaurant, two apartments. The hang-up is the surface of the handicap parking space and needs some engineering, and he didn't realize he had to go through all that. But so he's withdrawn, and he will be back, and hopefully, I mean, there are some neighbors who don't like the idea, and I will say that some of the commissioners just said, oh, come on, folks, you know, they wouldn't like anything that's proposed there. So, but the commission, absolutely, the gist of it was that they want to see something. I mean, it really is an eyesore.
Yeah, and he's basically keeping everything, the footprint, the same.
Yeah.
And
providing apartments, he said, for local people, which is key, too. Speaking of zoning, they also approved the funeral home, putting it back in, you know, where Gomez had his funeral home at the corner of Lincoln City and Route 44. So that is it's been a private home for a while, but is going to revert back to both a home and a funeral parlor. We're having interesting conversations here in Cornwall about the Country Market. That has been sold, the one formerly Baird's at the at 7 and 4. And somebody just came out. There was lots and lots of controversy over what's going in there because it would, if it were not a market, you know, it would take away from, there would be no place to buy milk and bread in town, and people.
And they
had
that housing project right next to it.
Right. So there was talk on the community chatter yesterday. The owner has said he will be doing something of a marketplace with a different twist from what I gather, but he urged people not to jump to conclusions, not to listen to rumors, and so that closed down as of October 1st, and the official closing is supposed to be October 15th, and all eyes in Cornwall will be on that building and see what happens. Also over the weekend, people were a little shocked to see that Susie's Bakery that had come in earlier this year, again at the where Route 7 and 4 go off, actually in Sharon over the bridge, closed down unexpectedly. And people were abuzz about what happened there this weekend. We'll follow that and see what happens. And looking ahead, oh boy, we're busy, busy times.
Oh, yeah. Lots of meetings.
Oh, gosh. Tonight is the biggie. Salisbury Board of Selectmen, Canaan Board of Selectmen, Region 1. Tomorrow night, Cornwall Board of Selectmen. As you touched upon on Thursday, there's the West Women's Support Services Community Vigil at 6 o'clock on the community field in Lakeville, and that's to pay tribute to those who have been the victims of domestic violence. The work of Wes is incredible. And so there'll be a candlelight ceremony and other things going on there.
And there's also a vaccination clinic coming up tomorrow from 10 to 4 at the Falls Village Emergency Services Center for all ages 6 months and older.
And another one, booster and everything clinic at Housatonic on Friday, beginning at 3, from 3 to 7. You can get your third booster and any others that you might need. And then, of course, Friday starts the Fall Festival in Salisbury, Lakeville, and that's always a huge thing to welcome in fall, a huge event. You have to go on the website to see everything that's being offered. It's huge.
Yeah, SalisburyFallFestival.org, and then it all wraps up with the Brewski Fest.
And the Brewski Fest on Sunday up at Ski Jumps for Swassa.
Yep.
So busy time. Come to Salisbury, see the scarecrows, see the food, and everything else that fall has to offer in the northwest corner. Incredible.
All right, Ruth, have a busy week, and I'll speak to you next week.
Okay, Marshall. Take care now.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report here on Robin Hood Radio.